This is Word Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. You'll want to tune in and listen to the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour here on Warbird Radio. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, and I'll be your host leading the discussion on tips, techniques, products, coming events, and interviews with special guests. We'll take your calls and emails as well. Our initial test shot episode airs Monday, November 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern at 7 p.m. Central. So be sure to tune in to the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour here on Warbird Radio.
Matt here from Warbird Radio Live. Hey, here's your chance to win the ultimate Christmas gift, courtesy of aviation artist and historian John Mollison. Just answer these 8 questions, and by the end of November, you could be the proud owner of his signed print, Honor Flight. This gorgeous work features the airplanes and autographs of Triple Ace Bud Anderson, Doolittle Raider Dick Cole, along with Morris Magnuson, and Ace Alden Rigby. Now, you can see the print for yourself and hear the interviews of each of its subjects by visiting johnmollison.com. That's John, J-O-H-N, Mollison, M-O-L-L-I-S-O-N.com. Now pay attention, because here come the questions. Number 1, name Morris Magnuson's fighter group. Number 2, name Morris Magnuson's P-47. Number 3, name Bud Anderson's crew chief. Number 4, name Bud Anderson's first name. 5, name the historic air battle that made Alden Rigby an ace. 6, name the nickname of Alden's fighter group. 7, how many B-25s survived the Doolittle raid? And number 8, what altitude did Dick Cole drop his bombs? Answer the question and then send them to me at Matt, that's M-A-T-T, at warbirdradio.com. Then be listening, because at the end of the month, Alden Rigby will select the winner during Warbird Radio Live. Now I'll be sure to keep you posted on the show dates and times. So what are you waiting for? Start sending those emails.
Now, this is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Supporting bees the old-fashioned way. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
And welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011, and I am glad you guys could join me tonight. We've been enduring some storms and internet problems today, so everybody cross your fingers and your toes, and maybe we'll get through the whole show without any internet problems. But I want to welcome you to the show tonight. Tonight's show is all about you guys. Every month or so, we try and have a shop talk show where you guys can call in or email in and tell us what you're working on. And, you know, we want to do that. And if you guys are listening live tonight, this is your opportunity to get on and let folks know what you're working on. If you have an upcoming event, we'd love to hear about it. And, of course, if you just want to call in and say hi, we can do that. Couple of ways you can contact us tonight. You can call us at 478-787-4768. And you can email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Or if you have Skype, you can Skype us at Warbird Radio. You can contact us one of those ways. Also, be sure and join in on our live chat on warbirdradio.com. At the bottom of your player, if you're listening, you'll see the phone number, the Skype ID, and you can click on that link to join the live chat. So be sure and do that. Looks like we've got about 6 folks in there right now. So be sure and join us. Couple of things I want to go over tonight before maybe some of you guys call in. How many of you guys have seen the new Evolution radials? I got a chance when I was down at the Rally of Eagles in October. Steve Thomas brought the 260cc up, and we were able to get a good look at that. And, man, what a beautiful engine. I really like the Mokies. They're really nice engines, but dang, these Evolutions are really nice. So hopefully we can get some Steve on the show to talk about those at some time or another.
Are you okay, Mike? You sound like you're...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't tell. I'm getting some weird feedback. I'm afraid the internet is
wrapping fine.
Out on us.
No, you're doing fine. I just thought it was... I thought it might have been time for another beverage there.
No. I was just, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about these Evolution engines. I've really been intrigued by them, and I got to hear the full story of how those engines came about, and it's just amazing. I mean, it's.
Do they make one for a Park Zone P-51, Mike?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But you know. they're pretty nice. I think it's they make a 260, and I think they're coming out with a 150 or 160 in that range. Both of those will be gas, but they've also got a I think it's a 99 cc, a 77, and a 35 that are glow.
You know, I wonder how applicable those are for the aerobatic guys, because you'd think that, like, the guys that are flying the big yaks and that kind of stuff, they'd want to have something like that. Just because, you know, that is going to be a lot more powerful the engine goes than some of the other stuff. I'm surprised they haven't discovered that yet, but, you know, oh well. Maybe it's the weight issue.
Yeah. These things are engineered so incredibly well. I mean, they literally look like a fine-tuned Swiss watch when they run.
Right. What's the price point on one of those? Do you know?
I want to say... You know, I know the lower end glow ones are under $1,500.
Oh, it's chump change, Mike. Chump change.
I don't know what it's going to be on the 150 or 160, whatever that size is, but I know the 260, I know they are priced to be less expensive than the Moki of the equivalent size. So, because they're going after that market. But my understanding is that, and this is. From Steve, that these were originally the Seidel engines.
Mm-hmm. The Seidel, how are they?
Seidel, yeah. And
no kidding.
They were picked up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, by Horizon, and there's an engineering company in India that's actually been that took the designs over, and they put a PhD level engineering student on each engine, and they went through this process of. Quality control with them as their project to get their PhD. And these engines have just, they're incredibly smooth running. They're quiet. They run cool. Everything I've read about them and seen and actually seen the 260 run, that was just, you know.
Pretty neat stuff then.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the Mokis are really nice and really smooth, but these are like the next level up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk about those a little bit tonight.
You know, I flew one of the Seidels on a Sopwith Pup at one point, and it was a terrific engine, but that was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing these. I haven't seen those.
Yeah, there is no play in these at all. Huh. They're just amazing. I mean, it's just, it's quite a bit different from what you expect in a model engine. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see their 150cc class one. It's supposed to be out soon. And again, I think it'll be priced competitively against the Moki. So, the nice part about this is you'll have a service center with Horizon. So, you know,
well, anything they get behind, if they get behind it, or if you know the other big guys get behind it, then you know the odds are better. So
that's right.
Now, if the question becomes if they keep it, though, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've got one of their little 1.6 that they that used to be the MVVS engine. You know,
I'm very familiar with that one.
Yeah, and I tell you, the difference between the MVVS and that Evolution is quite noticeable. It's the same basic engine, but you can tell the quality control really kicked in from Horizon, and they did a great job with that engine, and it just runs like a clock, you know. And it was a good engine to begin with MVVS. And
I flew the first one they brought into the country, and it you know, people forget that was my old job. You know,
That's right.
was test flying a lot of that stuff, and
that's right.
That was a lot of fun, but Yeah, MVVS, of course, powerhouse of an engine back then, and good to see they finally were picked up by, you know, by a big top-tier company.
So, oh, absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I can't think of any Evolution engine from a small glow engine up to their big radials that I've ever had experience with or seen that was a bad one.
Yeah. You know what we should do one time is we should play the what does that stand for engine game. For instance, if I say ASP, you say, just kidding, don't say it. See where this is going? We could do the lightning round like that.
We could do that
at some point. So,
Yeah.
But you know, there were so many engines that came into the country there in the mid '90s that were, you know, some were good, some not so good. So, the MVVS certainly a good one, and of course, I get to see that they picked it up. I'm looking forward to seeing that, Mike. The radial engines by Evolution. That's going to be good to see.
They're running some pretty heavy-duty ads in, I think, Model Aviation and Model Airplane News. And plus, you can just go to Horizon Hobby and search for radial, and they'll come right up. They even have a 9-cylinder.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are 7, but I think one of the glows is a 9-cylinder, so that's kind of cool. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing more of those out there because they just sound incredible. You know?
Wouldn't that be fun to have one on a B-17?
Of
those 9-cylinder radials. Boy, that'd be
awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That would be awesome. You know, that'd be so awesome.
If there's one guy to do it, B.B. Weber will do it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Or Mac. You know.
Yeah. That's true.
That'd be a scale engine for that airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, guys, once again, the show's for you. If you want to call in and tell us what you're working on or if you'd like to announce an event, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. I know at least, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 of you guys in the chat room have Warbird Radio on your Skype.
Hey, I have a birthday announcement to make.
So do I.
I'm going to make it first.
Okay, well, you go ahead.
Happy birthday to Dave Mahaffey today, huh?
That's right.
That? Yeah, how
that's
about
right.
That?
Yeah. Dave's in the chat room. Today's his birthday. He is 21 for the 14th time.
Right. Exactly. Good on you, David. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, we won't talk about his celebrating tonight, but I'm sure he's having fun. So
I've been having fun.
Absolutely.
I haven't. Absolutely. I'm breaking my own rule tonight, but no, I went down. We had dinner tonight, and we walked to dinner, and which is really nice, you know. And, yeah, good stuff tonight. Fun times. So.
Well, good deal. Hey, guess who I talked to today?
Who'd you talk to today?
Our good friend, Jerry Bates.
Jerry Bates. How is Jerry Bates? Hey, y'all, that's Jerry Bates.
That's
Say
right.
Say it with me.
Hey, y'all, that's Jerry Bates.
That's Jerry Bates. Was he calling you to console you, Mike, about the heated nature of the discussion between the Prime Minister of Australia and the good folks there in Alabama? Was that what the call
was
about?
Oh, not at all. Although that was pretty funny, you know. I got a big kick out of that. obviously, a slow week for the media.
That's right. Know? That's right. They're griping about, you know, the Prime Minister in Australia saying that the real rednecks are in Alabama.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
see, what they don't understand is that a redneck, that's a term of endearment down
it
here.
It is, absolutely.
Not, you know, so.
Yeah, that's right. Redneck has at least a 10th grade education.
You know? That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, yeah. Well, you know, we should clarify that while we're on the air because, you know, there is a difference between a redneck and a hillbilly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, all the bad attributes that people who do not live in the South think that a redneck is, that's actually a hillbilly.
It could be a hillbilly.
Well, most likely it is.
Usually it's a hillbilly.
Yes.
I learned that when I was working at the big bar up in between Houston and Dallas. There, I had a guy come on one night. You know, the radio station bought my contract out, so I was a disc jockey there in this big Texas honky tonk. You know, 30,000 plus square feet in between Houston and Dallas. And a guy there, a local diesel mechanic, he came up and he said, "Son, you are getting this all wrong. Them's hillbillies, not rednecks." Okay, Tim, whatever you say. And he went into about a 30-minute dissertation on the difference between rednecks and hillbillies. And,
you know,
I'm proud to say that I know it. So,
I'm quite content to let people think what they want about the South, because that's just more room for us.
That's right. My God. Well, hey, somehow or another you have a caller. I don't know why they'd want to call in tonight. But
let's take it. Let's see who we got here. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. It's Jason Helen Griffin on RCSB.
Jason, how are you, buddy?
Good. Figure nobody else would call in. I'll call in and tell you my telling misery and despair.
You know, we're here to listen to your life's problems, so spill it, bud.
I'm a winter project. I've got a 1/8 scale B-26 Marauder that I inherited from a gentleman at the DCRC Club. He had basically hand-drawn the plans back in 1995, had built the plane, and lost it a few years ago. Had a propeller's four-blade prop, had a prop failure, plane went in. And he's getting in bad health. He just wanted somebody to rebuild it, get it flying again before he passed. So that's everything else is on the side, working on that, trying to get it together for him.
Well, good deal, good deal. I saw your pictures on Facebook of you piecing the puzzle back together.
Yeah, it's interesting. He sent me some construction photos from the original construction today because I had some questions. Basically, wing forward is gone, so I had to figure out how he did the crotch and formers in the nose, so I got that. Start working on it. I'm probably going to start a build, because I'm going to need help and advice from you guys. Because this is, you know me, I tend to bite off way more than I can choose on every project I got.
Well, hey, you never learn if you do what's comfortable, you know?
Oh, that's true. And this one, it's going good. Actually, I got the horizontal and vertical stabs. Got those on last night. Started filling around some of the damage. Probably going to just carve and fill all the areas that had significant structural damage and trying to basically piece some of the skin together, rebuilding the framework and doing it backwards. Just get her together and build the whole plane pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, be sure and give a lot of time, devote a lot of time to looking back from the damage toward the good area, because balsa has a tendency to splinter really easy, and you won't see it unless you push on it. So, you know, kind of push in from the outside and take your light and look inside all around as far back as you can go. And so you don't end up with any structural damage when you're flying it, you know?
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. So far, it looks like it's in pretty good shape. A lot of areas I've found like that, going in with CA and soaking the area. Where that's it, I'll go back if I need to, maybe do some wood glue on other questionable areas. But things will come together. Like I said, I'll be busy for the next few months, but this is one of those pride projects I got to get done for the guy now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're doing a good job. I've been watching your progress on Facebook. I wish you would start a thread on RCSB so the guys can see it. It's really interesting to watch that go back together.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I got some old pictures. The main thing right now is just got to get a decent digital camera. My wife took mine, so right now it's just phone photos, which aren't the best in the world.
Well, now, I know you got that iPad.
Well, if I could figure out how the hell to get pictures off the iPad on the RCSB, we'd be set. That's one of those mysteries of the world right now.
Well, you can thank Apple for that.
Yeah. No comment.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you calling in, Jason. It's good to hear from you, buddy.
No problem. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later. All right, folks, see, it's that simple. All you got to do is pick up the phone or pick up Skype and give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you and hear what you're working on. Matt, you know, we started talking about Jerry Bates.
Jerry Bates, one of my favorite conversation pieces.
Yeah, you know, Jerry Bates.
Yeah, model builder to the stars. That's right. Yep. I really do. I love Jerry. He's such a nice guy and builds some tremendous stuff, and I understand he has a new airplane coming out that I'm going to really like.
He does. He's wrapping up the plans for his. He was telling me today he's wrapping up the plans for his Chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quarter scale, 103-inch wingspan.
Wow.
Powered like with a G-38 or G-45, and it's going to be really nice. And you know he is really a stickler for outlines. So it's going to look right, too, which is unusual for a model chipmunk. Well,
which one is he doing? Is he doing the British version or the Canadian, do you know?
I think the British one.
Wow.
I think he's doing the British one. So, but, he has been known to to make plans for several different versions of the same airplane. So.
Right. Well, it'd be somewhat easy to do. I mean, there's a few minor things that the discerning eye could catch, but
right.
You know, anybody who wants to build it, I think it'd be a great airplane. Certainly a great flying airplane.
Sure, absolutely.
You've heard my Dave Patrick story. You know my Carl Goldberg story. Everybody knows that one. I'm looking forward to seeing Jerry's Chipmunk built. I've had a long love affair with that airplane, that's for sure. But what a grand airplane. You know, truly one of the nicest flying little airplanes around is a Chipmunk. What a fun airplane. Are you going to build one?
Maybe down the road. I kind of got a list about an arm long right now of stuff to build.
But this is Jerry Bates.
I know. Well, undoubtedly, most of them are his anyway. His designs.
Well, I think it'd be great. I think Dino ought to build one. To heck with that P-47 that he's flying. I mean, man up, Dino. Build a Chipmunk, you know.
You know, our buddy Dino. You know, he's up in New Jersey right now.
I know he can't call in. He's hanging out with Stookie, I hear. That's going to be nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I have a theory. I told him. He called me before he left to drive up to Jersey. I said, you know, Dino, I said, every time you go up there, something bad happens.
Right. Something happens.
And I said, you know, I thought you were a smarter guy than you are. And so you're going back for more,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you think he's broken down by now, or what's
that? Well, I don't know. I hadn't heard from him for a few days, so maybe I should give him a call and see. But
yeah, you might want to do that. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor Dino. Well, let's hope he survives Jersey and comes back in one piece. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a nice guy. Well, guys, we'd love to hear from you tonight. This is your show tonight. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. So give us a call at 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio. You can shoot us a email at live@rcscalebuilder.com, or you can post a question in the live chat on Warbird Radio. And we got a lot of guys in the chat right now, and our good buddy Tony from down in Mobile just hopped on, who affectionately calls me Chopper Boy.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, and
Speaking of Chopper Boys, where's Ron at here lately?
Ron
Berg. He's out hitting all the biker bars in Houston now, I guess.
Well, I guess so, you know. Yeah. Ron bought him a motorcycle, so he's out trying to kill himself right now. So
he's out picking up chicks tonight. I know what he's doing.
I guess so.
His girlfriend right around the block, so we can go right over there and pick her up, I guess. That's right.
I tried to get him to do a segment tonight for me, but he was working hard today, and he said he'd probably be working late, so he wasn't able to. But he promised next week he would come on the show, so we'll really have to grill him about the motorcycle.
Yeah, about motorcycle safety.
That's right. You know, I got to give him kudos, though. He took a motorcycle safety course.
He did, probably from a redneck, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah, let's hope. So. Let's hope it wasn't a hillbilly. Yeah.
So, you know.
Where do you go from here, Michael? Hey, you know what would be fun, though? We should do a series on this. We should do a model building challenge this summer, or this winter, rather, on rednecks versus hillbillies. That could be fun, Mike. That could be fun. We all know that a hillbilly will show up with a 40-size model with a G38 on the front of it and think it'll go fast. Now, a redneck wouldn't do that, but a hillbilly would.
Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I've seen it done.
Me too. I'm not going to name any names, okay? But I will tell you that I have seen, this is no joke, and this was, I'm not going to say anything, but I'll tell you what the airplane was.
Yeah.
It was a top flight giant scale ARF with a DA-100 in it.
P-51,
fifth scale,
mm-hmm.
You know. 24-pound airplane with a 100cc motor in it.
Right, and it was going to go real fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
And fixed gear.
Of course.
And fixed gear.
Of course. So.
But, you know, I'm not trying to sound snobbish or anything because, you know, if the guy got enjoyment out of that, although I question the safety of that engine on that airplane, you know, but regardless of how much beefing up you do.
We had a Taurus one time with a G38 on it. This is no joke. A guy showed up with one of the old, it was an RF, I don't remember who built it, or a almost ready to fly, but or an almost ready to cover kit. But it was a Taurus, is what it was called, low wing airplane. He shows up with a G38 on it. And I remember the thing took off, Mike. And as soon as the guy pulled up, a little bit of up elevator in it, the wing just snapped right there on takeoff. And that was that.
Amazing.
That was
amazing.
That, you know, and you think, golly. He said, all this thing's going to go real fast. I said, yeah, I bet it is. And, you know, the prop barely cleared the ground. He had it, you know, all jacked up and everything. But the point in this is, you know, there's such a thing as, I don't know, in a boat you'd call it hull speed. That, you know, it's as fast as the airplane's going to go. So.
That's right.
You know, no matter what you do, you could put a, you know, a jet on it, and it's only going to go so fast. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We should have a redneck versus hillbilly challenge. I think that would be fun.
I think we should just have a redneck challenge, period. You know?
Now you're talking.
That's right.
Staying a palooza.
No, we'll call it...
redneck.
We'll call it...
What's the new TV show, Rocket?
The Chipmunk Palooza.
Yeah, there you go. With Jerry Bates. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, look... trying to get back on track here.
Are you?
Why do you keep doing that?
I'm not doing anything. You're the one that wanted me on here tonight.
What are you doing over there? Am I going to have to call your wife and make her tie your hands to the chair?
I am fine. I'm fine. You want to take a commercial break? Is that what you want me to
do? No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. And I know that's what you're trying to do, but we're not finished yet, okay?
All right.
We sound like an old married couple, don't we? Let's see. Oh, yeah. I was looking at my notes here trying to see what else we had. Well, look, folks, before I continue on, give us a call. I want to hear from you. Let's see who's in the room here.
There's a lot of people in there tonight.
Yeah. I know Rob Miller's on from Australia. Rob, I want you to call in because we want to hear your Australian accent tonight.
And you're the reason that all this has come up, Rob.
That's right, Rob. It's all your fault. So you got to call in. Yeah. And defend yourself.
That's right. Saying that Alabama has all the rednecks in it. But,
that's right. Imagine that. I did want to say congratulations to my friend Daryl Sprayberry. You know Daryl, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What a nice guy. I'd heard about it, and I let it slip, and I just happened to be looking through a magazine today, and it reminded me to be sure and mention that he won first place in the RC scale helicopter class at the Nats this year. Hmm. And I neglected to say that earlier in the year, back in August or September. And I want to be sure and remedy that right now.
Yeah, it's only just, you know, almost December. So how nice of you to do that, finally. Yeah.
But for those guys who don't know Daryl is he's a fireman by trade, but he is one of the best helicopter scale modelers I've ever seen, and all his helicopters are electric, and he won with a quarter scale Bell Jet Ranger, in a Alabama State Trooper aircraft.
I think I've seen this before.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah,
you have.
What a great looking airplane, though.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, and he's working on a quarter scale Huey right now. So look forward to seeing that.
So what are you working on? I mean, you've alluded a little bit to it, but you always have like five or six things you're doing. What are you working on?
Well,
what are you working on? Not what do you have?
Well,
in there
I've got two primary projects I'm working on right now. The first is I'm electrifying the Heinkel 219. I've got, I've kind of got the design for one of the boxes made. I built the first box and prototyped it out. Right now I'm building the second box for the other nacelle to hold the batteries and the motor. And the whole thing will slide out in one piece by releasing one rod.
That's
so, so I'm trying to make it easy to maintain. Not a lot to show right now. I have been posting on my thread some, but as soon as I get my my rod situation straightened out there, I'll be sure and post more pictures. It looks like we got a caller holding. Good evening, caller. You're on there.
G'day, Mark. It's Rob. How are you, mate?
You had to call in today because I want to call you out on this whole thing about your PM saying all the rednecks are in Alabama. What is up with that?
She's just a goose.
Well, I might agree with her, but I wouldn't go that far.
You know, I got to tell you, Rob, you're the third Australian today I've talked to that said the same thing.
Yeah, she shoots it off a bit, doesn't she?
What amazes me about this is that it's gotten so much coverage for such a nothing story, you know. And it just really cracks me up. But, hey, you know, I guess the media has to find whatever they can find to stir people up. But so how are you doing, man? I haven't emailed with you in a while. You've been keeping kind of a low profile. Is everything going okay?
Yeah, no, going well. Work's been keeping me busy, unfortunately, but that's part of life, I suppose.
That's right.
So traveling all over the place and getting stuff done.
What do you do for a living?
Me? At the moment, I'm doing security.
Oh, okay.
So I actually used to do a lot of stuff with the RAF.
Yeah.
And look after their stuff and used to have a lot of fun with those guys.
Gotcha.
So now I'm just settling down and, yeah, hopefully have a bit of time off now, which will be good.
Well, good. Yeah, we got the holidays coming up. Are you going to try and get some modeling done?
Yeah, looking forward to get back in the shed for a bit. So, yeah, just a bit of a handful with the new baby and everything else that goes with it. So, get a bit of time every now and again.
Right. How's that new baby working out for you guys?
A few sleepless nights, but, you know, such is life.
Yeah, that's
right. No, she's going real well, so I couldn't be any happier with her.
That's super.
Just be better if she'll sleep a bit more so I can get out in the shed a bit often.
Well, that'll happen, you know, eventually. So, one day.
Yeah, we'll get there one day.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you something. You know, you worked on that shed quite a bit. I guess it was last year, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been out there lately?
Not very often, though.
Okay, so, look, you got to do something for me, okay?
Yeah, go for it.
I know about all the critters that live in your country, okay? And most of them are pretty darn deadly. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to put on some waders, okay? And I want you to pour some gasoline on that floor in there.
I don't like where this is going, Mike.
Wait, I hadn't even got to the mixer.
This is pest control Alabama style.
Yeah, I hadn't even got to the mixer part yet. Yeah. Then you get a raw plug with two wires, okay?
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, there you go. Seriously, though, you be careful going back in there, man, you know, because you guys have the highest percentage of poisonous insects, spiders, snakes in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got some beauties over here.
I'm here to tell you.
Big brown snake not long ago out the front. And yeah, they're quite deadly if they get hold of you, especially the babies.
Mm. And you know what's amazing, too, is the way you guys just blow it off. You're like, oh, yeah, that's just a brown snake. No big deal. You know.
Oh, yeah. as long as you don't annoy them, it's all right.
Got
the local redback spiders in the shed and a few other big black ones. So you dispatch them when you can, but, yeah, you don't tend to worry about it too much.
That just sounds wonderful. I'm so glad you guys brought that up. I'm looking forward to my visit down there at some point.
Makes you just want to run right down there.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a wonderful place. But
And then if that's not bad enough, don't go in the water because you've got jellyfish, you've got sharks, the rockfish, isn't that what it is? And there's one other one.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. I know it's a dangerous place down there. So
no wonder you guys are so hardy, Rob.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to be.
That's right.
But, man, I am so glad you called in. So what are you going to be working on when you get back out to your shed?
Back on Jerry Bates' Air Master.
Oh, super. Yeah, I've been following that thread. How do you like his plans? Aren't they pretty straightforward and simple?
Yeah, they're very well laid out. I really like them, actually.
Yeah.
Once I got his first one, I just took a look at it. I can't remember which plan it was I got first, and I just took one look at it and went, wow, These are nice looking set of plans, and I end up getting a few more, and now I've got quite a collection of his plans, and so I'll be building for quite a few years to come yet.
You sound like me now. I wouldn't even dare show anybody a picture of my plan rack.
Yeah. Jerry, that's pretty good for a redneck. You know what I mean? I mean, being from southern Alabama there, right? Pretty good.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So hopeful. Yeah, go on, Matt.
No, I was just going to say I need to build maybe the chipmunk. That'd be fun to do. I could do that right here in the studio. So that'd be a fun build.
You know, I've got one of those big building boards, Matt, I can send up to you.
Yeah, would you do that? Put it in the mail, Mike. I'll give you the post address and just do that.
I will. If you'll promise to build one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get right on it.
You see how he is, Ron.
Yeah, it'd be a change from his little P-51.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
A man's airplane, as I like to call it. Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, but well, I sure am glad you called in, Rob. It sure was great talking to you, pal.
That was great. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks for the call, Rob.
No worries.
Talk to you soon.
Well, that's fun, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's one thing I love about the website is there's so many different people from so many places. It's just amazing. So
now, if Gorin would just come in, we could have an international incident. That'd be fun.
Yeah, well, I think he's asleep right now.
He probably is.
Yeah, he probably is because he has to get up early. So, you know, those Swedes, you know how they are.
Only Gordon.
Yeah. But let's see. What else do we have here? I think it's time to take a break.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm worn out.
Are you?
I could use one.
Well, look, sit down and take a couple deep breaths and hit the button and slide the slider, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Word Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. You'll want to tune in and listen to the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour here on Warbird Radio. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, and I'll be your host leading the discussion on tips, techniques, products, coming events, and interviews with special guests. We'll take your calls and emails as well. Our initial test shot episode airs Monday, November 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern at 7 p.m. Central. So be sure to tune in to the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour here on Warbird Radio.
Matt here from Warbird Radio Live. Hey, here's your chance to win the ultimate Christmas gift, courtesy of aviation artist and historian John Mollison. Just answer these 8 questions, and by the end of November, you could be the proud owner of his signed print, Honor Flight. This gorgeous work features the airplanes and autographs of Triple H Bud Anderson, Doolittle Raider Dick Cole, along with Morris Magnuson, and Ace Alden Rigby. Now, you can see the print for yourself and hear the interviews of each of its subjects by visiting johnmollison.com. That's John, J-O-H-N, Mollison, MOLLISON.com. Now pay attention, because here come the questions. Number 1, name Morris Magnuson's fighter group. Number 2, name Morris Magnuson's P-47. Number 3, name Bud Anderson's crew chief. Number 4, name Bud Anderson's first name. 5, name the historic air battle that made Alden Rigby an ace. 6, name the nickname of Alden's fighter group. 7, how many B-25s survived the Doolittle raid? And number 8, what altitude did Dick Cole drop his bombs? Answer the question and then send them to me at Matt, that's M-A-T-T, at warbirdradio.com. Then be listening, because at the end of the month, Alden Rigby will select the winner during Warbird Radio Live. Now, I'll be sure to keep you posted on the show dates and times. So what are you waiting for? Start sending those emails.
Now, this is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Supporting bees the old-fashioned way. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
And welcome back to the RC Skill Builder Show. I'm your redneck host, Mike Chilson. And we're so glad you could be with us tonight. We're just having a fun time tonight, guys. So, we want you to join in the fun and maybe give us a call so we can hear from you. I know our buddy John Rolfe is probably listening to the show, and if he is, he should call in too, you know, because I would like to get a second Aussie perspective on this whole PM thing about Alabama.
An international incident, for sure.
It's an international incident, yes. Yeah.
The people of Alabama and, are highly offended, as you can see with Mike. So.
Yes, we may start, having to go to arms over it, you know.
Grab your Red Ryder and go to town.
That's right. Yeah, my Red Ryder BB gun and go for it.
Yeah,
what was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something, and I remember now.
I like what you're saying in the live chat room, by the way, about Jerry should build ARF plans for me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be nice. That would be
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely.
He should. We could ARF some of his airplanes.
Yeah, and you guys be sure and check on the homepage of the warbirdradio.com website and check out the contest to win the beautiful signed print.
That is awesome. I put that in the chat room there because they're easy questions, guys.
Yeah. All you got to do is listen to the show.
Or just go to John's website and pull them
up.
But yeah. That is such a nice thing to have. I mean, Bud Anderson signed it. Dick Cole is on there with his signature. Alden is on there. Alden Rigby, who's the last ace of World War II. Morris Magnuson. And they've all signed it. And, it's really nice. Really is a nice print. So
that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. A couple of more things to talk about, too, real quick. If there's anybody listening who is not a site supporter or your site supporter subscription is up for renewal, you need to renew it this month. And the reason is... we're giving away a set of the new Williams Brothers Spitfire wheels. For everyone who renews or becomes a site supporter in the month of November, we're putting your name in a drawing for a set of these wheels. They're beautiful wheels. They've done a great job on them. They look correct, which is the big thing. So be sure and check that out also. Lots of stuff, we try and have stuff to give away to you guys as often as possible. And we got something really special coming up at the first of the year. I can't tell you what it is yet, but it's going to be...
pretty good stuff, huh?
A pretty big deal. That's all I'm going to say. A big deal.
Big deal. Okay.
Big deal. So,
you know what I want to do? I want to give away... Tomas was so nice about giving us, an ARF every once in a while, but I would like to give away a ready-to-fly airplane at some point. I think that'd be fun to do. We haven't done that. And I think we're going to have another international incident because I think John is on the line.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, let's talk to John. Good evening or good morning, John.
G'day, Mike. How are you? G'day, Matt. How are you there?
I'm great, John. Glad to have you on. Clear up all this muckety-muck here that been going on.
I heard somebody said Victoria was Mexico or something down here. Is that what it's about?
Oh, great. Here we go.
I can tell everybody's just kind of wide open tonight, or this morning in your case, John.
Yeah.
So what do you think about all this international incident?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I suppose the more we talk about it, the more international we'll get. I never heard about it until you sent me that email this morning, Mike. So I think you're the troublemaker. Yeah.
That's very possible, John. Very possible, but it was interesting. I saw that and I just had to start laughing because it's amazing what people think are important. That's just amazing to me. Yeah, so.
Mike was highly offended, so much so that he called me about 3 o'clock this afternoon to tell me about it.
Laughing.
So, yeah.
Well, when Mike and I were talking, Jesus, journalists that haven't got much to do, or there's not much going on in the world at the moment, like when that type of thing comes up. But Rudd must have said that over a year ago. Because he got the knives in the back about then. As I said to you this morning, Mike, sometimes these politicians put their mouth into motion before their brain into gear, and we get these little problems.
I wouldn't know anything about that living here.
I can't believe that you would even think that, John.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, though.
No way.
They wouldn't do that. they would never do that, would they?
No, of course not. They're our bread and butter, aren't they? Or they take our bread and butter.
It's like you told us, they're pretty low on the food chain. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. We might go to the second one. They might be listening.
Yeah. So what are you working on in your shop right now?
Well, actually, it's getting a bit of a cleanup. After tomorrow, we've got to get all the scoring, the prize winners and all that done. So that's pretty well taking up a lot of Cheryl and my time. And Giffo, who does all our web work and what have you, he's standing by idling, waiting to get this onto the site so everybody can see what happened. And by the way, my quarter scale chipmunk has won again.
See, Matt?
Which one do you have, John? Are you flying a British or a Canadian version?
Australian. That's the British version, but it's the chipmunk owned by Cole Pays. I modelled, and it's a quarter scale. It's a Mike Smart design, which is not too bad. I think there's a thread on the RC Scale Builder currently at the moment on with a Mike Smart chippy. They fly beautiful. And because I run the show, I haven't got the time. I've tried it in the past to fly at it, but there's just no chance. So I have a friend fly it, and, he's topped the charts for the last 2 years.
Wow.
Well, good. Well, good. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing some pictures from that event. I know you said you guys are going to get some up.
Yes, we certainly will. So everybody can have a look, because it was quite good. And as I explained to you when we did our show the other week, there is that the weather was very kind to us. Plus, we had the full size aircraft as well, so yeah. That was great.
Well, there
but,
you go.
As far as model, the Firefly is the one that I want to finish off now, because I'm the Hellcat is standing by, but I'm still waiting on decals or maintenance decals for it before I can clear coat it and fly it.
Okay. Well, look, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. It's always great to hear from you on the show. And you know what? It's like I told you before. Just hearing you guys talk down there makes us smile up here. So we enjoy hearing from you.
Good on you. Hey, listen, and if Rudd did say that, look, we apologize for our politicians for foot and mouth disease. They can't help it, the poor little individuals.
Well, don't worry. We've had some doozies up here say some things about, you know, Philippine Islands flipping over, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Guam, I think it was. Yeah, there you go.
Guam, that's who it was. That's
the one.
So we know how it is. Well, thanks for calling, John. We appreciate your call, bud.
Not a problem. Thanks very much, gentlemen.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Well, no one's safe tonight, Mike. That's for sure.
Nope. Everybody's a target tonight. So. Well, let's see. What else is going on?
What about upcoming events? But what do you have coming up? I know there's still,
I got more stuff to talk about. Are you trying to rush me?
Maybe. Maybe.
Don't touch my stuff, okay?
Right. I see where this is going.
Well, look, I got two things that I want to talk about real quick.
Okay.
The first one is, I would like to know from folks, and you can post this in the chat room or you can email it to me, what is your most prized tool that you use the most and appreciate the most in your shop? I'd like to hear from you. That's a good one. So you can either call us at 478-787-4768. You can Skype us at Warbird Radio, or you can email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com, or simply put it in the live chat. But we'd love to hear what is your most prized tool in your shop. And would you like to know what mine is?
Nope.
You know me too well, man.
I know where this is going. I don't even want to know. But I can only imagine. I mean, that's a good question, though. Very good question.
Yeah, Jason went 24-ounce carpenter's hammer.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's something to be said for that. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm kind of speechless at this point. Yeah. I can go so many directions, but we're going to get back on track here and talk about upcoming events. We got a couple of events that are going to wrap the year up, folks. The first is the Southern Dawn Patrol, December 2nd and 3rd, down at Mac Hodges Place in Andersonville, Georgia. If you're into World War I planes, or even if you're just into aircraft in general, this is a wonderful event to go watch or participate in. And I'll post a link to Hodges Hobbies there, so if you want to go check it out in Georgia, you can drive over there. Also, December 8th through the 10th is 12 o'clock high. That's Frank Tiano's new Warbird fly-in in Lakeland, Florida. My buddy Jim Weems and myself will be down there. So,
and remember, Plant City, the tool shed.
Right, that's there. Right.
Yeah,
that's
don't
right.
Forget
that's
it.
Right. The tool shed.
The tool shed in Plant City, guys. Got to go there if you're going to be in Lakeland. So,
and last but certainly not least, the recommended site of the week is really a recommended tool. And I wanted to talk about this because this is actually my favorite tool also. And that's why I brought that up when I saw this. It's a product called the David Combi Planer. Okay. And what it is, it's a small hand plane that is just the right size for modeling. It's large enough to where you can handle it, you know, when you're shaping leading edges and everything. It cuts well. It has several different locations for the blade, so you can hollow areas out if you need to do whatever. But I'll place a link to that. It's a great tool to add to your repertoire of shop tools, and I would highly recommend it. Everyone I know who has one wouldn't trade it for anything. It's they're harder to come by now. I believe they're made in England, I believe. But I know there's a lot of people in Australia that sell them, and in New Zealand and in the UK. There's only a couple here in the U.S. that still sell it. But it's a great tool, and you should check it out. I'll be sure and post that in the episode guide on rcscalebuilder.com. Also, if you have any ideas that you would like to pass on about the show, good, bad, whatever, you know, or suggestions, be sure and email us at live at rcscalebuilder.com. And we'd love to hear from you and hear your ideas. Let's see, we got a question here from Tony. I work in a sheet metal fab shop. What machine makes money every time it's used?
I don't know, Mike.
I'm going to say that would be Tony. Tony would be the machine.
Tony could be the machine. Yeah, maybe the pay toilet in the back of the shop. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. So that's a good question, Tony. But I'll be interested to hear what the answer is to that. Mr. Jolly, what's coming up on Warbird Radio this week?
Well, it's our holiday week, Mike. Tomorrow and the next day we're laying low, but we'll be back. There's some cool stuff coming up. You know, the aviation photographer, Paul Bowen. I hope we can work out with him to have him come on the show. There's some cool stuff coming up when we first come back. And then it's Nose to the Grindstone, getting ready for ICAST, which is just right around the corner, headed out to Vegas. So, I mean, that is right around the corner, coming up fast on us, and got to get ready for that. So leave out on the 3rd, I think, of December for that. So just right around the bend.
Man, that is just around the corner.
Coming up fast. And so, ICAST always a fun event to go to, and a great time as well. But there's some neat stuff coming around, and we're going to have a good time next week. So fun stuff.
You going to see my girlfriend there?
Which one?
Patty.
Oh! Yeah, Patty will be there. Absolutely, Patty will be there. Everybody, everybody in the who is anybody in the International Air Show arena is there. It's really a field of dreams to be there and to see everybody. Of course, at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, and it is the convention to go to for the air show professional, and everybody is there. The first year I went, Mike, I remember just being. Well, I remember telling you I was just absolutely thunderstruck. I mean, you know, everybody is there. Everybody you grew up watching fly or you've read about over the years, they're all there. And, very approachable. But what a great time and a wonderful, wonderful event there in Las Vegas coming up here on just about 2 or 3 weeks away now. So,
yeah.
Fast approaching.
Well, let folks know we're probably going to take a little bit of a hiatus in December.
Just a little.
Yeah, because we got some shows going on and some events, and then, of course, the holidays. But we will be back at it 110% right after Christmas.
Well, and we alluded to a photo contest on Facebook today dealing with cranberry sauce. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to make it happen. If you want to post a picture up there, whether it's on the RCSB page, which I know Mike would love, or on the Warbird Radio page, mm-hmm. we're gonna take a challenge on the cranberry, the jelly cranberry stuff. You got to mold it into an airplane. And if you can mold it into an airplane, once you're finished with all the leftovers, post your airplane pictures up there, your cranberry sauce airplane pictures on the Facebook page, and we will select a winner. So
I liked my suggestion.
Did you wrote in the bacon, didn't you?
Bacon, man.
You can use bacon perhaps as an accessory.
I'm trying to figure out how to make a bacon casserole. Did you see the picture on my page of the bacon turkey?
I did. So I don't have anything for that. But the cranberry sauce, when you get the leftovers of the cranberry jelly, you can make it into an airplane and post it there. Either on send me a picture to it, and we'll post it for you on the Warbird Radio Facebook page. And we're going to vote for the winner here. So that'd be kind of fun. So man, something to do with the leftovers.
That's nasty stuff.
It is delicious, Mike. It's delicious. You just like hearing it come out of the can.
Oh, yeah, that.
You do that so well. hey, I had fun tonight. Thanks for letting me hang out.
Hey, me too. Thanks, everyone, for listening and showing up. And thank you, Matt, for hanging out with us and having fun. Yeah. And thanks to all the guys in the chat room, and thanks to all you listening. We're glad you could join us live tonight. Be sure and check back with us next week. We should have another live show for you.
And have a happy Thanksgiving in between now and then.
Absolutely. All our American friends have a great Thanksgiving, and drive safely if you're traveling. And we hope to see you back next week. So until then, be sure to measure twice and cut once. Good night.